Shall we start?
Okay, good.
Okay, ajde da sedemo, profesor hoće da počne. Zatvorite vrata, ja mislim da se izluftiralo, dobro.
Maria? All right, our last round for the day.
Poslednji čas za danas, poslednja runda.
Let's take one more look at the beauty of the sanctuary doctrine.
Evo još nešto o lepoti svetinje.
And I'd like us to focus a little closer now upon the heavenly sanctuary in its pre-fall function.
Još nešto o svetinji pre pada u greh.
Now I realize that we don't know everything. Or we don't know very much actually about the heavenly sanctuary.
Zaključili smo da u stvari ne znamo puno o nebeskoj svetinji.
We know that the earthly sanctuary is made as a copy of the heavenly.
Znamo da je zemaljska napravljena kao kopija nebeske.
And so there is a correspondence between the earthly and the heavenly.
Postoji podudarnost između zemaljske i nebeske.
But what exactly does the heavenly sanctuary look like?
Ali kako stvarno izgleda nebeska svetinja?
And what is it made of?
Od čega je sastavljena?
Well, when I took the doctrine of the sanctuary, it was taught by my major professor, Dr. Gerhard Hazel.
Kad sam ja studirao doktrinu o svetinji, predavao je Gerhard Hazel.
Who unfortunately has died in a tragic car accident a few years ago.
Koji je, nažalost, pre nekoliko godina poginuo u saobraćajnoj nesreći.
But one day we came to class and he started with this question.
Jednom je smo došli na čas i on je počeo s ovim pitanjem.
Do you know what the heavenly sanctuary is made of?
Da li ti znaš od čega je načinjena nebeska svetinja?
I do.
Ja znam.
Would you like to know what the sanctuary
da li bi želela da znaš od čega je sastavljena nebeska svetinja?
And he teased us. He held a carrot in front of us for many minutes.
I nosio šargarepu tako mnogo minuta.
Until our mouths were salivating, wanting to know the answer.
Dok nisu naša usta postala puna pljuvačke, ono, očekujemo odgovor. Konačno rekao, evo od čega je sastavljena nebeska svetinja.
It's made out of heavenly stuff.
Načinjena je od nebeskog materijala.
Well, we were kind of mad at it for spending so much time and then tricking us like
bili
that.
Bili smo razočarani, toliko vremena nas je zadirkivao i na kraju ništa.
But I think that that is the correct answer.
Ali smatram da je to tačan odgovor.
We have a little hint in Ezekiel 28 that there may be a garden involved in the sanctuary.
Imali smo uvid u Ezekielu 28 da je u pitanju vrt.
There may be a mountain involved.
Možda i gora tamo.
The thing that I think is crucial for us to emphasize.
A ono što smatram da je značajno da naglasimo sada
is that the heavenly sanctuary is real.
Da je nebeska svetinja stvarna, realna.
It's not just a metaphorical abstraction.
To nije apstraktna metafora.
That it's a real place in heaven.
Stvarno mesto na nebu.
And I'm not going to be hung up on trying to decide exactly what it's made of or what its dimensions are.
Neću puno vremena da trošim na to od kakvog materijala je sastavljen ili kolike su dimenzije.
But I'm going to insist that it is a spatio-temporal reality. In heaven.
Ali hoću da insistiram na tome, dakle, da je to vremensko-prostorna realnost.
Because that's what the Bible tells us it is.
Jer Biblija kaže da je to.
There is a book written by a man by the name of C.S. Lewis. Have C.S. Lewis translated into your language?
Yes. Postoji knjiga od C.S. Lewisa. Prevođeno je dosta od njega i kod nas.
And I think one of his best books is the book entitled The Great Divorce. Do you have this? The Great Divorce?
To je veliki rascep ili razvod. Kako je prevedeno? A ima to. Znači, we have original there, but not translated.
Okay. It is the story of people on this earth that have not been saved.
To je priča o ljudima na ovom svetu koji nisu spaseni.
And God has given them one chance to visit heaven.
I daje im Bog jednu priliku da posete nebo.
And so they take this bus. They hop on this bus and they ride through the solar systems until they arrive at the gate of heaven.
Dolaze u taj autobus koji putuje kroz šatl koji putuje kroz sunčev sistem i dolaze na vrata neba.
And the bus parks and they are able to get off the bus.
Autobus se parkira i oni izlaze za autobus.
And as they step out of the bus, they feel a great pain in their feet.
I kad su izašli za autobus, osete strahoviti bol u nogama.
And they look down and the grass is growing right through their feet.
Kad ono trava raste između nogu.
They look like ghosts.
Oni izgledaju kao duhovi.
And the grass is going through them.
Tako da trava ide kroz njih.
And so to try to get away from the pain, they see a stream over here and they jump into the stream.
Da bi se oslobodili bola koji osjećaju, oni vide tu neki potok, reku i skaču u reku.
It's like a waterfall that's coming down.
To je kao vodopad koji silazi.
And as they get into the water cuts them.
I dok ulaze u vodu, voda ih seče.
More pain.
Još bola.
And they look down and the water is going right through them.
I vide voda ide kroz njih.
They say, what kind of place is this?
I onda se pitaju, kako je ovo mesto?
And then they look over the hill and they see people coming.
Pogledaju na goru, a ono ide neki narod, neki ljudi.
Lewis calls them the real people.
C.S. Lewis ih zove stvarni ljudi.
And these people are tromping down the grass like this.
I ovako idu po travi.
And they go over in the water and they splash the water on their face and wash their face.
Uzimaju vodu i peru lice.
They're real people.
Stvarni ljudi.
And the people from earth are not more real. They're less real than the heavenly people.
A ljudi ovde sa zemlje su manje stvarni od nebeskih bića.
Heaven is not less real than this earth, it's more real.
Tako da je nebo više realno od ovog sveta, ne manje realno.
I think reading that book is a good antidote, a good vaccine for Western Platonic dualism.
Čitati ovu knjigu, to je dobra vakcina protiv platonističkog dualizma.
The whole idea of sitting on a cloud as a disembodied spirit playing on our harp just is not a biblical picture.
Cela slika van telesnih duhova koji sede na oblaku i sviraju harfe nije biblijska slika.
And the heavenly sanctuary is not just some abstraction of the mind.
Tako da nebeska svetinja nije samo abstrakcija uma.
It's more real than we can imagine.
Ona je stvarnija od naše stvarnosti.
And I like Lewis's contribution toward helping us understand that distinction.
I volim Lewisov doprinos da razumemo ovu razliku.
Now I'd like to stretch you just one more step.
Samo još jedan korak da otvorimo um ili...
Now here I cannot provide specific text and verse for what we're about to do.
Za ovo što ćemo učiniti nemam specifični tekst, stih.
Exodus chapter 25, verse 9 and 40, which we already pointed.
Osim 2. Mojsije 25, 9 i 40 stih.
Which describes that the earthly sanctuary is a copy of the heavenly.
Koja govori da je zemaljska kopija nebeske.
And what Moses saw was a miniature model of the heavenly sanctuary.
Mojsije je video minijaturni model u stvari nebeske svetinje.
And he was told to build the earthly one like the miniature model which he saw.
Tako da je on sačinio ovu zemaljsku svetinju po uzoru na minijaturni model koji je dobio.
Which means that the earthly one corresponds to the heavenly.
Zemaljska ima veze, dakle odgovara, podudarna je sa nebeskom.
Not exactly the same.
Nije ista.
But corresponds.
Podudarna je.
Now let's try to imagine the beautiful function of the heavenly sanctuary before sin.
Kakva je ta predivna funkcija nebeske svetinje bila pre pada u greh? Pokušavam da zamislim.
We've seen that it's the holy mountain of God where he invites his creatures to come to the mountain of the assembly.
Na goru Božju poziva Bog bića na zbor.
Can you picture what that visit might
Možete li predstaviti sebi tu posetu?
I talked to taught the doctrine of the sanctuary not too far from here, up at Zaokski Seminary.
Dakle, predavao sam na Zaokski ovu doktrinu svetinje, ne suviše daleko odavde.
This was just before communism fell. This very summer when
neposredno pre pada komunizma. Tog leta sam predavao.
So we were still under communism, there was no food.
Bili smo još pod komunizmom, nema hrane.
We had cabbage for breakfast and for lunch and for supper for 30 days.
Kupus 3 puta dnevno 30 dana.
Cabbage and bread, that's what the two.
Kupus
things.
I hleb.
Yes. But we studied the sanctuary doctrine.
Ali smo proučavali doktrinu svetinje.
And one of the ladies that took the course in the doctrine of the sanctuary was an interior decorator.
Jedna od dama koja je uzela ovaj predmet bila je unutrašnji dekorator.
And she wrote her paper on the subject of an interior decorator looks at the doctrine of the sanctuary.
Napisala je rad o tome kako unutrašnji dekorator vidi unutrašnje svetinje.
And here was the thesis of her paper.
I evo glavne teze.
She says, as an interior decorator, I can walk into your home and learn about what kind of person you are by the way you decorate your house.
Kao unutrašnji dekorator, ja ulazim u vaš dom, mogu ući u vaš dom i zaključiti kakva ste vi osoba na osnovu dekoracije doma. Kind of.
It tells me what kind of person you are.
Oh, to mi govori kakva ste vi ličnost.
And that was a new idea for me.
To je bila nova ideja za mene.
Remember, I'm still struggling to understand beauty and the relationship between beauty.
Još uvek se borim, sećate se da shvatim lepotu i teologiju da uskladim.
But this was very helpful for me because
ali bilo je to za mene dobro.
Though I could not read Russian, the person there translated her paper for me so I could understand what she was saying.
Postala je osoba koja mi je prevela taj rad da razumem šta je ona htela da kaže.
And I've been thinking about the implications of her paper ever since for the last few years.
I od tad, poslednjih godina razmišljam i o implikacijama tog rada.
And I believe that the very furnishings of the sanctuary give us a picture into the character of God.
Čak i nameštaj u svetinji daje nam sliku Boga.
Think about that furniture that's there in the earthly sanctuary.
Razmišljajte o tom nameštaju u zemaljskoj svetinji.
Now we're not talking about the courtyard.
Ne govorimo sad o dvorištu.
Because the courtyard of the heavenly sanctuary is where?
Gde je dvorište nebeske svetinje? Earth.
It's on earth. It's right, Hebrews chapter 13.
Na zemlji, Jevrejima 13 kaže to.
We have an altar.
Imamo oltar.
Which is Calvary.
Koja je Golgota.
The altar was Calvary.
Oltar je bio Golgota.
So there's no
tako da nema u nebeskoj svetinji spaljivanje žrtava. Žrtva je prinesena Golgoti.
But as we go to the inside the temple itself, we see these pieces of furniture.
Ali dok ulazimo u hram, vidimo nameštaj.
Is the table of showbread.
Tu je sto s postavljenim hlebovima.
Now, those of you who studied the sanctuary doctrine, your mind immediately translates that into what it symbolizes in the plan of salvation.
Vi koji ste do sad proučavali doktrinu o svetinji, kad se pojavi sto s postavljenim hlebovima, vi to odmah povezujete sa planom spasenja. Šta simbolizuje?
But I want you to stretch your minds back before sin.
Ali ja hoću da otvorite um za stanje pre greha.
Now, I don't know what the heavenly counterpart of the table of showbread looks like in the heavens.
Ja ne znam kako na nebu izgleda ta podudarnost, dakle realnost hlebova i postavljenog stola.
But it was a table with bread and grape juice on earth.
Ali na zemlji bio je sto sa hlebom i grožđenim sokom.
And I think we so quickly move to the symbolism of what it describes in the plan of salvation that we forget about its basic motif.
Previše brzo skačemo u simbolizam plana spasenja, prvo treba da odredimo motiv.
If you have a table,
ako imate sto sa hlebom
juice,
i sokom,
what is this?
Šta je to? Lord's Supper, they say.
Before that.
Pre toga.
It's a place where you come to eat, right?
To je mesto za hranu, za jelo.
A table is set for us to come and have fellowship with God at his dining room.
Sto, to je njegova trpezarija. Tu se jede sa Bogom.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the original heavenly sanctuary table is that table that's made out of silver, that's miles long, that Ellen White describes in early writings.
Ne bi me začudilo da je to onaj sto na nebu od srebra koji opisuje Ellen White u ranim spisima, dugačak milja.
Where we will sit there at the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Gde ćemo sesti na večeri jagnjetovoj.
Can you imagine the possibility that even before sin, Christ, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit invited the onlooking universe to come and sit at his table in table fellowship?
Možete li zamisliti kako je Bog, Otac, Sin i Duh pozvao, dakle, čitav svemir za taj sto, zajedništvo?
He invited them home for dinner.
Pozvali su ih kući na večeru.
What a beautiful picture.
Kakva predivna slika.
Too often the sanctuary has been a scary place, an austere and fearsome place.
Za nas ponekad je svetinja mesto straha.
I want us to get the picture of the sanctuary as a friendly place.
Želim da shvatimo da je svetinja slika prijateljskog mesta.
As ultimately God's home.
Kao krajnjoj liniji Boži dom, Božja kuća.
Where he not only lives, but he loves to have company to come.
Ne samo da tu živi, nego želi društvo.
And so the table of showbread there in the north represents before sin God's dining room.
I tako je pre greha na severnoj strani svetinje ovaj sto sa postavljenim hlebovima predstavljao Božju trpezariju.
The place where he invites his creatures for table.
Gde pozivao svoja stvorenja na zajedništvo.
And we find a little hint of that in Exodus chapter 24.
Jedan mali uvid u ovo nalazi se u drugoj Mojsijevoj 24.
After the 40 days when Moses was after God gave the Ten Commandments.
Nakon što je Bog dao 10 zapovesti.
And then he gave some more instructions to Moses.
I onda je dao još neke instrukcije.
Then he inaugurated the covenant with his people Israel.
Onda je sklopio zavet sa Izraelom.
And he invited the 70 elders.
Pozvao je 70 starešina.
To come up with Moses and Aaron to be on the mountain.
Krenu sa Aronom i Mojsim gore na goru.
What did they do there?
Šta su tamo radili?
Do you remember?
Da li se sećate?
They saw God.
Kaže, tekst kaže, videli su Boga i
they ate together.
Jeli su zajedno.
To eat together is to have covenant fellowship, to enter into a deep personal relationship.
Jelo predstavlja zavetni odnos, tog dubokog odnosa, ličnog odnosa.
You find that in Exodus 24, and I believe it's verse 10.
To je 24. glava 2. Mojsijeve, 10. stih.
And they saw the God of Israel, and there was, verse 11, but on the nobles of the children of Israel he did not lay his hand, and so they saw God, and they ate, and they drank.
24.11. Ne pruži ruke svoje na izabrane između sinova Izraeljevi, nego videše Boga, pa jedoše i piše.
What is the context here?
Šta je ovde kontekst?
Verse 10.
10. stih.
Says they saw the God of Israel.
Videše Boga Izraeljevi.
And there was under his feet as it were a paved work of sapphire stone.
Po nogama njegovim kao delo od kamena safira.
It was like the very heavens in its clarity.
Kao nebo kad je vedro.
You ever wondered what that sapphire pavement was?
Šta je taj trotuar od safira? Šta je to?
I have. And I'm not sure that I have the answer for it.
Nemam dovoljno odgovora za to.
But sapphire is the stone that was used to make the throne of God. And you read about it in Exodus, Ezekiel chapter 10.
Safir je bio dragi kamen za pravljenje prestola. And Ezekiel chapter 10.
Ezekiel 1. Ezekiel 1.
Ezekiel 1, u stvari.
The throne is made out of sapphire. So we are in the context of the sanctuary.
Presto je napravljen od safira i ovde imate safir u svetinji.
Ezekiel 28 describes Lucifer walking in the midst of the stones of fire.
A Ezekiel 28 kaže da je Lucifer hodao među tim kamenjem.
Could it be that the very pavement of the heavenly sanctuary is made out of these glorious precious
Šta mislite, možda je pod nebeske svetinje sačinjen od ovog dragog kamenja? Da reflektuje slavu Božju. Da izgleda kao da je to vatra, toliko reflektuje.
And as Moses and the 70 elders came, they just glimpsed that one stone made out of sapphire, just that one part of the pavement of the heavenly sanctuary.
I kad su pogledali, oni su videli jedan deo poda nebeske svetinje koje je od safira.
So they glimpsed God and part of the heavenly sanctuary.
Videli su deo nebeske svetinje i samoga Boga.
And then the very next chapter, Moses is told by God, now make me one on earth so I can dwell with you there.
A onda u 25. poglavu Bog kaže, načini meni jednu svetinju na zemlji da mogu da nastavam.
And of course they could not make the earthly one just like the heavenly, which was more vast and glorious than anything that could be made on earth.
Naravno, nisu mogli zemaljsku da načine kao nebesku koja je mnogo prostranija i lepša od bilo čega što se može zamisliti.
And so God made this little miniature model of the heavenly one that they could copy on earth.
Tako je Bog načinio taj minijaturni model koji su onda mogli da kopiraju na zemlji.
Well, let's think about the other article of furniture.
Ajde još o drugom nameštaju u svetinji da razmišljam. Šta je bilo na jugu, taj svećnjak?
Now, the lampstand stands for what in the plan of salvation?
U planu spasenja šta predstavlja taj svećnjak?
Jesus says, I am the light.
Isus je rekao, ja sam svetlost
sveta. The oil of the lampstand stands for...
A ulje za Duha Svetog.
And tell me, was there a Holy Spirit before sin?
Da li je Duh postojao pre pada u greh? Da.
Yes.
Da.
Did the Holy Spirit illuminate the minds of the creatures before the sin?
Da li je on prosvetljivao umove bića pre pada u greh?
Of course.
Naravno. Čak i pre pada u greh trebalo im je prosvetljenje. Kad ulazite u palatu velikog kralja i kraljice ovde na zemlji, šta zapažete, po čemu znate da ste u palati carskoj? Vidite te ogromne lustere, kandelabre, kristal, staklo.
You say, wow, we're in the presence of royalty.
Kaže, mi smo u prisustvu carskog veličanstva.
As you sit there in the living room of the king.
Dok sedite u dnevnoj sobi carevoj.
And so God ushers even his creatures before sin into his living room, if you please, that is lighted by this glorious light, the light of the
Tako da i pre pada u greh Bog poziva svoja bića u tu sad dnevnu sobu ispunjenu svetlošću svećnjaka. Samo da vam malo proširim um. Da ogladnite za tim mestom, tom nebeskom svetinjem. Jer to nije mesto straha, to je prijateljsko mesto. A Bog želi da pozove stvorenje u dom svoje. A onda kadioni oltar. Šta bi to značilo u planu spasenja? Prayers.
Okay, and what else?
Šta još?
What is the incense?
Šta je kad?
The prayers ascend with the incense, but what's the incense?
Molitve idu s kadom, šta je kad? Christ as representative.
All right, the merits of Christ's righteousness.
Ja. Dakle, to su zasluge pravde Hrista.
His righteousness.
To je njegova pravda.
Now tell me, was the pre-incarnate Christ righteous?
Da li je preutelovljeni Hristos bio pravedan?
Was he righteous before he came to this earth?
Da li je bio pravednik pre dolaska na ovaj svet?
Of course.
Naravno.
And when you walk into the palace of a great earthly king or a great temple.
I kada ulazite danas u palatu velikog cara ili hram.
It not only appeals to your taste with the big banquet that is served there at the palace table.
Vi ne mirišete samo ono što je na stolu u tom toj palati.
It not only appeals to your eyes with that dazzling glorious candelabra.
Ne gledate samo svetlost na tom ogromnom svećnjaku.
Nego
osetite i kad te carske palate, miris, nikad.
Could it be that for eternity we will be smelling that wonderful incense that represents the righteousness of God, and that from eternity, even before sin, they were smelling God's, the symbol of God's righteousness.
Da li bi možda moglo da bude da ćemo u večnosti mi mirisati taj kad Hristove pravde i pre pada u greh da je on bio takođe tamo prisutan.
Now I suggested this in a church in California a few weeks ago.
Pre nekoliko sedmica ja sam o govorio u crkvi u Kaliforniji.
And I said, have you ever smelled God?
I rekao sam, da li ste ikada omirisali Boga?
That was kind of a shocking question to ask to these
To je bilo šok pitanje za mnogi.
But there was in the congregation there was an Indian, an American Indian.
Ali u crkvi je bio jedan američki Indijac. On nije bio adventista.
In fact, he was not even a Christian. He was just studying to be a Christian.
Nije bio čak ni hrišćanin, proučavao je da postane hrišćanin.
You may have read about our American Indians that smoke this special peyote that makes them kind of crazy.
Okay, ovo je ipak Indijanac. Znači američki Indijanac koji oni puše onu specifičnu lulu. Ja mislim da je on pušio tu lulu pre nego što je došao u crkvu.
Because when I asked the question, have you ever smelled God?
Jer kad sam ja pitao, ste omirisali Boga?
He stood up and he said, "Yes, I smell him right now. He smells so wonderful. I can hardly believe his wonderful smell."
Da, on je ustao i rekao, "Ja upravo sad mirišem Boga." Pa to jest fantastično kakav je to miris.
Došao je napred.
Propovedao to mirisu Božjem.
And I lost control of the meeting for
I onda sam ja izgubio 15 minuta kontrolu nad tim
na
crkvom. To je zanimljivo iskustvo bilo.
So thank you for not rushing up
to što ne izlazite ovamo napred.
What I'm simply trying to get across is that here again the beauty of the sanctuary doctrine goes to the very sense of smell.
Lepota svetinje odnosi se i na osjećaj miris, osjet miris.
Don't you think that God's creatures even before the fall had a sense of smell?
Zar ne mislite da su Božje stvorenje i pre pada u greh imali miris, osjećaj za miris?
So each of these articles of furniture, the counterpart in heaven, could have a function even before sin.
Svaki dakle od ovog nameštaja u svetinji mogao je da ima funkciju pre pada u greh.
And yet God in his infinite wisdom, who foresaw the future, also made these articles of furniture so that they could teach us a lesson about the plan of salvation.
Dakle, i Bog je postavio taj nameštaj da nas ipak uči i o planu spasenja.
And of course the ark and the throne is the special throne room where God rules the universe.
Naravno, kovčeg zaveta i Božji presto je mesto, dakle, Bog vlada svemirom.
Now, I don't know if that stretching of your mind helped you at all.
Ne znam da li vam je ovo otvaranje uma uopšte pomoglo.
But when I heard my Russian friend, the interior decorator, talk about the furniture and what it might tell us about the person who lives in the house.
Kad sam čuo ovo od ruske prijateljice, dakle te koja je unutrašnji dekorator, da prema dekoraciji možete vidjeti ko je kakva osoba.
It caused me to try to stretch my mind to think of the sanctuary as a heavenly, as a friendly place that's God's own home.
Meni je to proširilo um, da razumem da je Bog onaj koji ima svoj dom.
I'd like to end this session with a little story and then we'll have question and answer time.
Završit ćemo današnje predavanje sa jednom pričom, a onda pitanje i odgovor.
At our seminary a few years ago, we had a student that was about this much taller than I was.
Na našem fakultetu, na Andrewsu, imali smo studenta otprilike toliko višljeg od mene.
And I'm sorry, I think in feet and inches and not in meters, so I can't give you the amount.
Ne mogu vam dati zato što ja razmišljam u fitima, inčima.
He was big and strong.
Velik, snažan, mišića.
And he loved to play tennis.
Volio da igra tenis.
And so he took me out on the tennis court.
Izveo me na tenisko igralište.
And I love tennis too.
Ja volim tenis.
I'm not very good, but I love
Nisam
tennis.
Baš predobar, ali
and
volim
tenis. And he would serve the ball.
I on je servirao.
And he was so tall that he would come down over the net and bounce right over my head and I couldn't even reach it.
Toliko je bio visok da kad servira lopta se odbio od poda i toliko visoko ode da ne mogu da je dohvatim ja.
He was very cruel.
Bio okrutan prema meni.
And he also loved to joke.
Voleo je šale.
When he was in one of my classes, I knew that I could not keep people from laughing for more than 5 or 10 minutes.
Kad je bio on na mom času, znao sam, ljudi moraju da se smeje najmanje 5 do 10 minuta.
Always telling some crazy joke.
Neke sulude šale priče.
We couldn't keep serious discussion.
Kad je on tu, nema ozbiljne diskusije.
But we had a lot of fun. We had a good time.
Ali zabavljali smo se, imali smo lepo vreme.
And I loved to talk with him in the hallways.
Volao sam da pričam s njim u hodnicima.
We were good friends.
Bili smo dobri prijatelji.
And I loved to be beaten on the tennis court.
A volao sam i kad me pobeđivao na teniskom terenu.
We had a great time.
Imali smo baš zanimljivo vreme.
Well, I like to invite my class to come over to my house once a semester to celebrate or to think about one of the festivals.
Jednom u semestru. Razmišljajući o nekom prazniku možda, ja sam pozivao studente u svoj dom.
And so I invited Jim along with the rest of the class to come over to my house.
I ja sam pozvao Jima da dođe sa ostatkom razreda u moj dom.
And we had about 60 people crammed into my little living room.
60 ljudi u dnevnoj sobi.
It was tight, but we had a great time.
Bilo je tesno, ali smo se lepo proveli.
And finally everyone started leaving until Jim was the only one left.
Svi su otišli i na kraju ostao samo Jim.
And I was helping my wife clean up the dishes in the kitchen.
Pomagao sam supruzi oko kuhinje.
Jim came up from behind me.
A Jim je došao iza leđa.
And I heard him say,
čuo sam ga da kaže,
can I give you a hug?
Da li mogu da te zagrlim?
Now I can just imagine him crushing every bone in my upper body.
Tad sam ga zamislio kako mi lomi svaku koščicu u telu.
I knew he was just teasing.
Znao sam da me zavitlava.
So I thought I'd better turn around.
I ja sam se okrenuo.
At least if he hugs me, I can try to defend myself.
Dakle, ako se okrenem, mogu da se branim, bar ako me zagrli.
And I turned around.
I okrenuo sam se.
And Jim had tears.
A on plače, ima suze na očima.
I've never seen him cry.
Nikad nisam video njega da plače.
He said, you know, doc, I have
Znaš, doktore,
gone to schools since ja, I was just 6 years old.
Ja sam bio adventističkim školama od 6. godine.
Gone to an Adventist elementary school, an Adventist high school, an Adventist college.
Bio sam u adventističkoj osnovnoj školi, srednjoj školi, na koleđu.
And now I'm just about ready to graduate from the seminary.
I evo sad samo što nisam diplomirao sa seminara.
And this is the first time that a teacher has ever invited me home.
A ovo je prvi put da me profesor pozvao kući.
Thanks for inviting me home.
Hvala što si me pozvao u svoj dom. Ja sam počeo da razmišljam. Wow, ovo je za njega bilo značajno. Bog tako želi da s nama hoda na ovoj zemlji. Ali on želi još nešto. On želi da nas pozove kući. Govorit ćemo sledeće sedmice o knjizi Jevrejima poslanici. Teška teologija tamo.
But four times in the book of Hebrews,
ali 4 puta u knjizi o Jevrejima
God says,
Bog kaže
boldly to my home.
Dođite slobodno u moj dom.
Come,
dođite,
come
dođite, dođite u moju svetinju.
God wants to invite us home.
Bog želi da nas pozove dom.
And then some of those familiar passages that we've learned for Sabbath school.
A onda neki poznati odlomci koje učimo u subotnoj školi.
For example, John chapter 14.
Na primjer, Jovan 14.
In my father's house.
U kući mog oca.
Are many mansions, many rooms.
Su mnogi stanovi.
Did you catch that phrase in my father's house?
Ja ste uhvatili ovo u kući mog oca.
Hekal,
Hekal.
We're talking about the heavenly sanctuary.
Mi govorimo o nebeskoj svetinji.
In my father's house are many.
U kući mog oca. Su mnogi stanovi.
And I'm going to prepare a place for you.
A ja pripremam mesto za tebe, za vas.
A room, a mansion in my heavenly home.
Sobu u mom domu, nebeskom domu.
And then I'm going to come and get you and take you to my heavenly sanctuary.
A onda ću vas povesti u svoju nebesku svetinju.
And we will have a room, a mansion in God's heavenly home.
I imat ćemo sobu u Božjem nebeskom domu.
I think it's a neat thing that Jesus was willing by his spirit to walk with us through the problems in life down here on this earth.
Mislim da je velika stvar kad Isus svojim duhom hoda s nama kroz naše probleme na ovoj zemlji.
But it's even more special to me.
Ali još
that he says, hey, come on home.
Još specifičnije, dođi mom domu.
By faith right now we can go home.
Verom možemo ići u njegov dom sada.
And I'm going to come back to that again at the end of our week next week.
A vratit ću se ja na to sljedeće sedmice.
And he says, soon, one day, I'm coming to take you home.
Ja dolazim da te vodim domu, kaže Isus, vrlo brzo.
And our heavenly home will be in the heavenly sanctuary.
A naš nebeski dom bit će u nebeskoj svetinji.
Now some say, well, hey, Revelation 21 says that there will be no sanctuary.
Neki kažu, Otkrivenje 21 kaže, ma nema svetinje tamo.
Remember that text where John says, I saw no
Sećate se tog teksta?
Temple in the city?
Kaže, ne vide hrama u njemu?
Revelation 21.
21. glava.
Does he say there will be no temple?
Da li stvarno nema hrama?
Read it more carefully.
Čitajte pažljivije.
Doesn't say there will be no temple.
Ne kaže da nema hrama.
He says, I saw no temple in the city.
Kaže, ja ne videh hrama u gradu.
Why didn't he see a temple?
Zašto nije video hram u gradu?
Because it doesn't exist.
Zato što ne postoji?
No.
Ne.
You read the first part of that same chapter.
Čitajte prvi deo iste glave.
Verses 2 and 3.
Drugi i treći stih.
John sees the new Jerusalem coming down from God.
Isus vidi novi Jerusalim kako silazi od Boga na zemlju. Ne Isus, nego Jovan.
The voice explains what he saw.
A glas objašnjava šta on vidi.
And the voice says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with you.
A glas kaže, gle, šator Boži.
And it uses the very word that's used in the Old Testament for the sanctuary.
I koristi istu reč kao u Starom Zavetu za svetinju.
So what is the sanctuary?
Šta je onda svetinja?
It's the whole city.
Ceo grad. Ceo grad, Novi Jerusalim.
And the angel then measures, later in the chapter, the angel measures.
Anđeo ide onda meri kasnije u pogledu taj grad.
The city of Jerusalem.
Taj grad.
And finds that it's the shape of what?
U obliku je kakvom?
Its length, its height, and its breadth is the same.
Isti je.
Shape of a cube, which is
to je kocka.
Of what?
Čega? Oblik čega je to?
There's only one other thing in the whole Bible that's the shape of a cube.
Jedina stvar u Bibliji koja je kocka.
The Holy of Holies, the most holy place.
Svetinja nad svetinjama je kocka. Po dimenzijama.
And so, if you put these hints together, you see that the whole New Jerusalem is going to be the Holy of Holies of the temple for eternity.
Ceo, dakle, Novi Jerusalim, ako sve ovo stavite, mozaik, ceo Novi Jerusalim je, dakle, ta svetinja nad svetinjama za čitavu večnost.
And each one of us will have a home, a room in that temple.
A svi ćemo imati sobu u tom hramu, dom svoje.
I can hardly wait for that day to come.
Ne mogu da dočekam taj dan.
All right, are there some questions about what I've said, what I haven't said?
Pitanja onom što sam kazao, što nisam kazao, problemi koji vam dolaze na um. Yes. When Ellen White describes this particular vision, she says that only 144,000 can enter the temple.
Okay.
Those others are outside.
All right, I'm glad you brought that out.
Odlično da si to pitala.
You're referring to the first vision that she had in early writings.
To je prva vizija u ranim spisima.
And as she describes it, she is traveling up a road that goes to Mount Zion.
Dok ona opisuje, ona u stvari putuje putem i ide na Goru Sinaj.
She travels through these beautiful lilies and other flowers.
Tu ima predivnih ljiljana, cveća koje ona vidi.
Then she gets to Mount Zion.
Onda dolazi na Goru Sinaj.
And she sees a temple there.
I vidi hram tamo.
And she starts in and the She's told only the 144,000 can enter.
I onda kaže samo 144,000 mogu ući.
And then read the very next line.
A onda pročitaj sledeću rečenicu.
And she says, then Jesus left us and entered the city.
Kaže onda nas Isus napustio u tom trenutku i ušao u grad.
So this is a special temple outside the city.
To je neki hram izvan grada.
Only for the 144,000.
Samo 144,000 mogu ući.
It has a special function, I believe.
Ima specijalnu funkciju, ja verujem.
Because the 144,000 according to Revelation chapter 14,
144,000 prema Otkrivenju 14
and chapter 7 have gone through a special experience that no one else has.
Imaju specijalno iskustvo koje niko drugi nema.
And they will travel with Jesus throughout the universe giving their testimony of that special experience.
Putovaće sa Isusom po svemiru i davati to specijalno svedočanstvo.
It'll be a special priestly function if you please.
To je sveštenička funkcija ako tako hoćete.
My speculation, my best guess is that that temple will be the center of that special missionary outreach, that testimony outreach for eternity.
Moja nagađanja su recimo da je taj hram specijalna baza za te misionare.
But the rest of the whole universe and
ali ostatak svemira
144,000 as well
144,000 isto tako
will have their city homes in the
domove.
Other temple which is the New Jerusalem.
U ostatku hrama, drugom hrama, to je Novi Jerusalem.
So I think we have two temples here. The one, the special with a
special
function. Dva hrama,
ovde je neki specijalni hram.
And then the New Jerusalem with
a Novi Jerusalem je sa svojom funkcijom hram. Yeah, this is the special problem about Hebrews 9:2 and the altar of incense, where it is, because there's a difference between the you know the problem. Yeah, da, profesor zna, to je poznati problem. Da.
I could answer that now, but I'm going to deal with that when we talk about Hebrews, sanctuary.
Kad dođemo kod Jevrejima, onda ćemo detaljno o tome, bolje da sad ne odgovaram.
It takes us about 15 minutes
treba
to deal with that.
Treba 15 minuta da to uradim.
But it's there's an exciting answer for that.
Zanimljiv
question.
Je odgovor za to.
Yeah. When you dig into the Greek.
Kad uđete u grčki. Concerning these parallels between Eden and the sanctuary. 11th point about the light or okay, or is mentioned just in the creation account and numbers.
Right. In so the Pentateuch.
In the Pentateuch.
Yeah.
To je samo za Petoknjižje.
There's other words for light, but not this particular word.
Postoje druge reči za svetlost, ali ne ova. Is the verbal form of this noun or in Psalms?
Yeah, I'm only talking about the Pentateuch.
Samo Petoknjižje.
I'm looking at the linkages between Exodus, Numbers, Exodus and Genesis. Yes.
Da, samo Petoknjižje. Samo malo tiše da čujemo pitanje, pratite kolega. He's interested how wide is the doctrine of the sanctuary present in other Protestant denominations, because even among us there are people who doubt, but where is the sanctuary in Protestantism?
Yeah. Let me just tell us maybe a short story to illustrate that.
Ja evo kratke priče da to ilustrujem.
When I finished my doctoral dissertation, I was writing on typology.
Kad sam završio doktorsku disertaciju, pisao sam o tipologiji.
The very first paper that I presented as a scholarly paper was about Exodus chapter 25.
Prvi naučni rad koji sam prezentovao bio je o 2. Mojsijevoj 25.
This was a part of my dissertation that deals with the word tavnit, showing that the earthly was a copy of the heavenly sanctuary.
Deo moje disertacije bavio se tom rečju tavnit, koja je kopija, jel, nebeske.
And as I was preparing that paper to give to these Protestant, the critical Protestant denominations that would be there, critical scholars.
Dok sam se pripremao da iznesem ovaj naučni rad protestantima, kritički nastrojenim teolozima, skeptičkim teolozima o istini Biblije.
I was very petrified.
Bio sam zapanjen.
Because there were some Seventh-day Adventist scholars who were not believing that there was a literal real heavenly
city. Jer znate da ima i adventističkih teologa koji ne veruju u stvarnost nebeske svetinje.
So why was I trying to bring this to my Protestant skeptics? I was afraid that I would be shot right out of this room and thrown in the trash.
Bojao sam se da kad prikažem ovaj naučni rad ovom protestantskom skupu ću biti izbačen iz sobe.
And so I read the evidence. Dakle,
pročitao sam naučni rad, pročitao sam dokaze.
And then you have to leave time for questions.
A onda vreme za pitanja, morao sam da ostavim.
So I said, are there any questions?
Kad sam pitao imali pitanja,
and almost every hand went up in the room.
Svaka ruka se digla.
And I was looking for the trap door.
A ja sam tražio vrata na podu da propadnem.
Because I knew that my doom was near.
Jer moje uništenje je blizu.
But to my shock.
Ali na moj zaprepaštenje, svaki od tih osoba je u stvari iznosila dodatne dokaze da su došli do istog zaključka kao ja.
That according to the Bible, the earthly sanctuary is built as a copy of the heavenly original.
Da prema Bibliji zemaljska svetinja jest prava kopija nebeske.
I could not believe my ears as I heard these critical scholars saying.
Slušao sam kritičke naučnike, teologe, nisam mogao da verujem.
That was very confirming to my faith.
To je ojačalo moju veru.
Now, of course, I have to tell you the last minute of what happened the last minute in that meeting.
Moram da vam kažem šta se desilo zadnjeg minuta ovog sastanka.
The moderator was rather embarrassed by hearing all of these affirmations of what I was saying.
Onaj koji je vodio diskusiju bio je malo zabrinut mojim potvrdnim iskazima.
And so as he ended, he said, now, of course, we know that this is what the Bible teaches, but we know that we don't believe this today.
Dakle, znamo, rekao je taj koji vodio diskusiju, znamo da je to biblijsko učenje, ali znamo i da danas mi to ne verujemo, da postoji realna nebeska sveta.
And everyone nodded their heads, of course, we don't believe it.
I svi su klimali glavom, da, mi to ne verujemo.
And they didn't believe there was
nisu to verovali da postoji prava nebeska sveta.
But they had to admit that that's what the Bible teaches.
Ali su makar priznali šta Biblija uči.
But because of their philosophical presuppositions, they could not accept its reality.
Ali zbog filozofskih pretpostavki koje su imali, nisu mogli da prihvate tu realnost.
And so that's where we find the scholarly world. They will accept that this is what the Bible teaches.
To pronalazimo u naučnom svetu.
We don't believe.
Prihvate šta Biblija kaže, onda kažu mi to ne verujemo.
It's just a metaphor.
To je samo metafora.
Okay.
Nema pitanja više?
All right, well, it's just about the time to leave. So, there's one more question. We have time for one more.
Imamo za još jedno pitanje. Ako ima još jedno pitanje.
Yes.
Ili ima još neki kandidat za pitanje? Revelation 15:8.
The closing up of the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the question?
Šta je pitanje? In the context of your speech about God's inviting creatures to his home,
yes.
That no one can enter the house of God here in 15:8. In this particular time.
Yes, that's right. We're going to look at the whole book of Revelation and how these sanctuary scenes fit into the structure.
Proćemo kroz celu knjigu Otkrivenja i kako se scene u svetinji uklapaju u strukturu.
And we will see that this particular scene is of the close of probation.
Ovo je kraj vremena milosti.
When Christ's mediation finishes in the sanctuary.
Kada se Hristovo posredovanje završava u svetinji.
But this is not the last word.
Ali to nije poslednja reč.
This is just a moment of time when this special work is done.
To je momenat u vremenu kada je ovaj poseban zadatak urađen.
But very quickly, the story moves to the end of Revelation, where he invites us again to his home.
Ali na kraju otkrivenja on nas poziva u svoj dom.
So there is judgment that goes on in the sanctuary.
Naravno, postoji sud koji se odvija u svetu.
I'm not denying that.
To ne poričem.
But what I'm going to try to argue next week is that even the judgment is good news for God's people.
Sljedeće sedmice ćemo saznati da je čak i taj sud dobra vest za Božji narod.
And so you find in Revelation 19, for example.
Tako da pronalazite u Otkrivenju 19.
The verse 1.
Prvi stih.
I heard a loud voice of a great multitude saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God.
Dakle, prvi stih, Alleluia, dakle, i posle ovog ču glas veliki naroda, mnogo ga na nebu gde govori.
Why are they so excited?
Zašto su toliko...
Verse 2, for true and righteous are his judgments because he has judged.
Jer su istiniti pravi sudovi, jer je osudio.
So even the judgment is good news.
Čak i sud, dobra vest.
Because the judgment means vindication from the false charges of Satan.
Jer sud je odbrana od lažnih optužbi Satana.
It's only bad news if you don't accept the gift of eternal life.
To je loša vest ako ne prihvatate dar večnog života.
And we're free to say no to the gift.
A mi smo slobodni naravno da kažemo ne tom daru. Yeah.
So we'll get more into that next week.
Ićemo dublje u to sljedeće sedmice.
All right, I thank you so much for being attentive throughout this morning.
Zahvaljujem vam što ste bili danas pažljivi ovog jutra.
And I guess we go to lunch now, but I'd like to end with a word of prayer here together.
Hajde da završimo sa jednom molitvom na kraju.
So I invite you to stand together as we pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for the beauty of the sanctuary doctrine.
Hvala ti, Gospode, na lepoti doktrine o svetinji.
I thank you that it shows us a little window into the beauty of your character.
Hvala ti što je otvoren mali prozor iz kojeg smo mogli da vidimo lepotu tvojeg karaktera.
And I'm thankful that we can stretch our minds way back even into eternity when you were still the God of the sanctuary.
Hvala ti što smo mogli da otvorimo um svoj da ode i u prošlost, u večnost, da si ti i tamo bio Bog u svojoj svetinji.
Where you invited your creatures to come and fellowship and worship with you. And now we're living during the time when your heavenly sanctuary has taken on an additional function to solve the sin problem. But one day soon, the sin problem will be over. And we will be able to resume that original function of your sanctuary.
A mi ćemo moći da učestvujemo u nastavku te funkcije prvobitne svetinje.
Thank you for preparing those rooms for us even now.
Hvala ti što i sada u ovom trenutku pripremaš te sobe za nas.
Come soon, Lord Jesus, and take us to our heavenly sanctuary home.
Naš nebeski dom svetinje.
In Jesus' name, amen.